With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Happy New Year to those in the Eastern Time Zone. Most Americans are ringing in the new year at home, according to a survey from Rasmussen Reports. The survey asked respondents, where will you be at midnight when the new year arrives? And despite popular belief, a majority, 67% across the board, said they're ringing in the new year at home. Only 14% said they'll be at a friend's house. 6% said they'll be at a restaurant or bar. 7% said they'll be somewhere else. Well, the new year is starting in Puerto Rico with most of its residents without power.
LUMA Energy says nearly 90% of its 1.4 million clients across Puerto Rico are in the dark, likely caused by a failure of an underground power line. Some clients had their power restored, including hospitals and Puerto Rico's water and sewer company. The San Juan Airport remains open. These types of outages have been blamed on a crumbling power grid damaged by Category 4 Hurricane Maria in 2017. The White House says President Biden was briefed on the outage, and Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm spoke with Puerto Rico's governor and, at the president's direction, offered federal assistance to speed the restoration of power. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, last week's fight over the spending stopgap foreshadows the funding challenges facing the new Congress.
Congress narrowly averted a government shutdown last week. Lawmakers ultimately voted to keep the government lights on through mid-March. The Senate has yet to pass any of its funding bills for fiscal year 2025, while the House has passed about half of its 12 full-year spending plans. However, the House bills are much more partisan in nature than the bipartisan proposals created by the currently Democratic-led Senate, where a 60-vote threshold is required for most legislation. That means House Republicans can only afford a few defections to pass their annual funding plans, with most or all Democrats voting in opposition. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. President Trump nominates another Christian. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Not much for families to watch on popular streaming services. The Parents Television and Media Council conducted a study, and it reveals that the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 that are G-rated. On Netflix, for example, 62% of the programs are for mature audiences. This is SRN News. A man fatally shot last month as authorities tried to serve him an indictment is identified as the killer in a decades-old case.
The beating death of 18-year-old Deborah Lee Miller went unsolved for 43 years. Now police say they know who the killer is. Mansfield Police Chief Jason Bauman.
The DNA evidence collected from multiple items when analyzed alongside the findings in Detective Butler's investigation establishes proof beyond a reasonable doubt that James Vaness committed the murder of Deborah Miller on April 29, 1981.
As county prosecutors were preparing a case against Vaness, he was shot dead on November 18th in a Canton area motel standoff with federal marshals and local SWAT officers on unrelated federal gun charges. Sound courtesy WEWS-TV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNNews.com.